regard this as a very important event because, unfortunately, Yemen is currently the world's largest emergency food crisis. Without critical support, the humanitarian needs of the Yemeni people will deteriorate further. So really at this high-level pledging event, WFP will be calling for immediate and flexible resources to respond to the increasing food security and nutrition needs. We also will be calling for an integrated approach from all humanitarian sectors so that we can have better synergies and impact and better targeting on the most needy people. And third, we will also be asking for unimpeded access.
And why is it important to hold the event at this time specifically? What do you hope to see accomplished?
First of all, we have the results of the integrated food security phase classification study that was carried out and launched in mid-March, which highlighted that 17 million people throughout Yemen, which is about two-thirds of the population, are food insecure, which is a 3 million increase over the results of June last year. We need to call attention to the rising hunger. In response to this situation, we've scaled up our operations, both in terms of financial resources, but also people and partners. And we've launched a new operation, which just started on the 1st of April, targeting 9.1 million of the most food insecure and malnourished people.
Mr. Anderson, with so many conflicts happening simultaneously in many parts of the world, how has that affected the humanitarian appeals for Yemen?
Well, yes, you are correct in saying that there are many other humanitarian appeals for other countries that are potentially facing famine, such as Nigeria, Somalia, we have Syria. So this has put great pressure on the international community. We certainly understand that. We need about $1.2 billion over the next 12 months. Already, we've received about one-tenth of that, and so we're grateful for the $123 million that has been contributed in the recent weeks. That shows that there is generosity among the international community. Our plea is that this concern be sustained, and that in view of the precarious humanitarian situation and the fact that in 2017 people should not be starving because of lack of food. And unfortunately, this is the case right now in Yemen and other countries. So we feel very sad, but we hope that the international community will consider further stepping up to support the World Food Program, but also the needs of other agencies who are providing complementary assistance.